Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on Pentecost Sunday. We remember the time of the Holy Spirit descended upon the people in the first century Christian church. So welcome to our time of worship together. A couple of brief announcements before we have two special announcements this morning. And we have Gary Mann and Darlene Steiner coming first.
Good morning. Today, we're going to talk about the mission a month, which is Fulton County Habitat for Humanities. And Gary and I are just going to interact a little bit, and I'm going to ask him some questions. But first of all, the offering envelope has MAM if you have a number, or you can just put MAM in it, and then it will designate it to Habitat for Humanity. Habitat is known for a long time of building houses, but additionally, we've started building playhouses, and those are little wooden houses that are designed to be built and taken to a child's home into their backyard, and they play with it or in it. And Gary's had a chance to do some work on that, so I'm going to ask him a couple questions that he can tell you about his experience. Gary, you've worked with a group of volunteers on the playhouses. If you want to volunteer, do you need to be skilled in many different tools?
Oh, Darlene, I can answer that. No, you don't have to be skilled because there are so many different tasks that people can be helping with. And this, I had kept seeing in the church bulletin that they were going to be doing this, and I thought, that's something that I could help with. So I was just very impressed when I first appeared, how everything was so highly organized with different workstations, and like you had a small team of people working in one workstation, and everything just flowed very well. And so as far as being skilled, yeah, it helps to be skilled. And a lot of people, when they saw people drilling or cutting out different parts, they kind of, after seeing it being done, they said, yeah, I can do that also. So it was a good way to keep things moving, and we just really had a good flow, and it seemed like it was just running very efficiently, so we got a lot done in a short amount of time.
You kind of answered this, Gary, but what are some of the jobs that were being done during a work day?
Sure. Well, we had started off with some larger sheets of plywood, and then we would clamp like a template down and mark out where the cuts needed to be made, and cut the parts out, and then drilling. There was a ton of drilling and routing, and then of course after routing you needed to sand, so there were sanding. Tons of sanding to be done. So many different jobs to be done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to bring your own tools when you are working, or do they furnish the tools when you're working on a playhouse?
No, the tools were all there furnished. So we were able to put things together as quickly as we could, and from my perspective, it was just a really great experience to be involved in a team effort like this was, and it just felt really good because I think I helped maybe three Saturdays, and on those Saturdays we would be done like shortly before noon, and just left with a really good feeling of accomplishment, and I can only imagine the kids when those playhouses got all assembled, because I've seen pictures, that would just make so many kids so happy. So that was my part in working with the playhouses.
Thank you, Gary. Mm-hmm. If you'd like more information about receiving a playhouse, you need to fill out an application with Habitat for Humanity Fulton County. The playhouses are decorated with the children's favorite colors and characters. I don't know who has more fun, the playhouse builders or the children that are surprised when they realize that this mini house that has been decorated in all of their favorite characters and colors, that they get to take it home and put it in their backyard and play in it. If you want to contact Habitat, the phone number is 419-335-7000. Thank you.
Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord God, we thank you for drawing us together this morning. We thank you for the ways that we can connect in and listen to times of worship. Lord, we pray that on this Pentecost Sunday, we would be reminded of the coming of the Holy Spirit, our counselor and our comforter. And Lord, we pour out our thanksgiving, our praise, and our gratitude for all of your provision. In Christ we pray, amen. I invite you to rise as you are able and share in our responsive call to worship, taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 on Pentecost Day. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
We gather in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, anticipating the presence of the Holy Spirit as we worship today.
Let us join together in song this morning. In your bulletin, we'll start on page 7, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and we'll follow that with page 10, How Firm a Foundation.
Our helper, He amid the flood. and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall shall be thy supply, the flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume, and thy gold to refine. The soul on the Jesus hath leaned for repose. I will not depart to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
I invite children to come forward for the children's moment and sit in the first row of chairs, please. Good morning. Does anybody know what the word refuge means? Refuge. Ryan?
That was a vocabulary word for school, and it means like shelter.
It was a vocabulary word for school, and it means like for shelter. So refuge is like shelter. It's a safe place where there can be trouble and you go to that place of refuge so you are safe. I got to come back over to the big Ryan. That would be refuge?
No.
No. This is a picture of a castle with a wall around it and a moat around it. This is actually located in Scotland, so it's a castle long, long ago, and if you lived near that castle, and that king was your king, when there was an army coming to attack you, or something else that was kind of scary, you could go to this castle, and you would find refuge. Once you were in, they would close all the gates, nobody else could go in. So this is an example of refuge, a place of safety. And I want you to think about the word refuge in terms of God and the church that God created for us. We're going to read a couple of verses later on, one from Psalms. God is our refuge. So if we're scared about something, if we're worried about something, if we're sad about something, whatever that might be, God is our refuge. We can go to God, we can pray to God, we can sing to God, we can talk to God, and we can be honest with God and share what has scared us or what problem we're having in life. And as we pray and pray and pray, and as we read the Bible and read the Bible, God will respond. And he will be our refuge, and he can give us peace. And God gives us a peace like no one else in the world, because God loves us, God has created us, and God knows what we need. So God is our refuge. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these children. I pray that they would continue to know that, God, you are their father, you're the creator, and that you are their refuge. Lord, help them to come to you in all situations. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, we'd share some highlights and updates. Emily S. Walker, so one Emily Walker is with us this morning. Emily S. Walker, daughter of Steve and Kim, and Annie Foote. Annie's still part of our congregation and is over on the mission trip representing True North Church in Wauseon. That's when True North VBS kind of got some people concerned. But both Emily and Annie are at Kajado together, doing team work over there. They will be home on June 14th, so continue to pray for them. Chloe Marilyn had been in the hospital for 6 or 7 days. She did come home on Friday. The nutrition that she is receiving, she is gaining weight. Every ounce is important, and she's gained, I believe, to this point, 3 pounds. And so she is back home still receiving that nutrition. Last Sunday, had that last-minute prayer concern about that 2 or 3 year old granddaughter down at Hocking Hills. Her name is Ani Smith. She was life-flighted to Columbus in the hospital, and Joanne kept me updated. I believe on Monday she was talking. She had suffered several skull fractures, and she was actually released midweek to go back home. So pretty amazing recovery, and the family recognizes everyone's prayers and says thank you. Matilde, I'm going to make you stand up so everybody knows who you are. I just wanted to see that smile. There you go. Now you got to turn around slowly. All right. Now you may sit down. Matilde returns home to France tomorrow after spending the past school year as an exchange student and for most of that time living with the Rutledge family. I asked Jocelyn for some descriptive words and words to offer you as a goodbye. And she says, Matilde's been so enthusiastically involved in our youth programs, willing to acolyte on Easter Sunday under the pressure of her fellow youth, always down for a sweet treat or dessert. Her smile and fun-loving personality is going to be greatly missed. So we're going to pray for you this morning, and I'm sure sometime in the future we might see you again, or maybe the Rutledge family will travel over to visit. Have you talked about that? Oh, at least some of the kids have. So may God continue to be with you as you travel back home. I would also share that David Hare, who grew up here at St. John's, former husband of Linda Hare, David Hare passed away on Friday evening. There will be no services, but you can keep David's family and Linda in your prayers. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, as we have sung, as we read of the Scriptures, you are indeed a mighty fortress. You are the foundation of our faith. You are the foundation of the church. And Lord, we thank you for the psalmist, the descriptive words of being our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Lord, we gather, we connect in, we listen to worship you this day. We thank you for the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. As promised by Jesus, the Spirit would come, and the Spirit did come on that first century Christian church. And the Spirit is alive and with us this day. And we thank you for the comfort the Spirit gives. We thank you for the counsel, the wisdom that the Spirit offers and guides us through. And we praise you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, whose love for us knows no limits, whose love was sacrificed on the cross that we would have forgiveness of sin, and that he rose from the grave that we would know the power and the promise of salvation and everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for this time of worship this morning. Lord, encourage us and build us up that foundation would be built upon to serve you in our present day. Lord, we pray for Emily S. and for Annie as they are part of the team in Kajado. We pray for them to be a blessing and encouragement to the children, but also know that those children and the staff member are blessing Emily and Annie. Lord, we look forward to hearing from them in the not-too-distant future. Lord, we pray for Chloe as she continues to receive nutrition. Lord, may that treatment and other treatments just continue to bring health to her body. Lord, we pray for the wonder of prayer, that little Ani Smith is doing better, and we just continue to pray for her full recovery. Lord, we pray your blessing upon Matilde. thankful for the ways that she has experienced America in Ohio, in Archbold. And Lord, we pray that as she goes home, Lord, help her travel safely. And Lord, may the friends and the family that she's been a part of just continue to be a blessing in her mind. And we thank you for the time she's been able to be with us. Lord, we pray for David Hare's family and for Linda. Lord, may they know your peace and that promise of everlasting life. Lord, gather together, hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.